from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
97.1 on a Wednesday. Welcome in Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park. We've got Gov and Greg behind the glass. 8:35, the power surge. John Jansen's NFL power rankings ahead of week one. We are into week one of the NFL season.
Who's won? Where do the Lions come in? It's all right there, and we are so excited because we're one sleep away from the kickoff of the NFL season.
And now that we're into football season, Dan Campbell every week with us. Let's get the coach. Dan, we appreciate your time. Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Good.
Good. This has felt like the longest offseason of our lives. Has it felt that way for you?
Well, I can understand why you'd say that. It's we've been ready for this or getting ready for this for a while. And, spring and, man, you get to the end of spring, you feel pretty good with where you're at for where you're at. And then training camp and, you reach that point where you're like, man, it's time to go. Can we speed this up so we can get to the first one? So, I'm glad it's here.
How do you prepare for a team when there are so many unknowns? Yes, you have film from last year. Yes, you ended their season last year, but it's a new team. It's a new year. You guys are different. They're different. How do you prepare for, you haven't seen much of what they're going to do in the regular season and the preseason. What's the process like to prepare?
Well, I think what you do, first of all, you're going to take what you do well, and what you feel like you've mastered through training camp. You're going to trust the players that have been the most consistent for you over a period of time, as well as training camp, and you're going to put those guys in position to make plays. All right, that's number one, which is that's about you, not the opponent. But when it comes to the opponent, I honestly feel like most of the work has been done through training camp. You'd like to believe that, and what I mean by that is you've tested each other enough on offense and defense, the coordinators and coaches and players, you're constantly trying to, you're trying to manipulate each other. You're trying to nitpick and find any weakness you can find in what they do. And I think it forces you to have to adapt and which is really good, because when you get in these types of games, game one, exactly what are we going to get? Don't entirely know. We have a pretty good idea. They're not going to veer off from who they are necessarily, but they'll bring their own wrinkle. This defensive coordinator, he's a new D coordinator, so he's going to have his own style. Does he like to pressure a little bit more? Does he? And so I think a number of it is, man, being able to adapt through camp and adjust and just attack each other.
Lions, Rams, Sunday Night Football, prime time to kick off the season again. You guys have 5 primetime games. What does it mean to get those primetime matchups be thrust into that spotlight again this season?
Well, honestly, I don't. Now I feel like it's, I don't know. To me, I'm like, I don't expect anything different, I guess. And I don't mean that as... I don't mean that negatively, like overconfidence or something. We're playing good football, and we got a good squad, and we earned that, and so we're going to go out and put our best foot forward, and we'll be ready for this one. But I'm not like, oh, I can't believe 5 times again. I'm like, okay, let's go.
You guys have a track record of easing some rookies into duty and getting them comfortable and then giving them more as the season goes on. What are your plans for Terrion Arnold, and what are your expectations in week one for him?
Yeah, I think we do try to do that. You know, you want them to get a feel of this, but not throw it all at them at once. But I do think the cornerback position is a little bit different in some regards, and I think for him it was more about health. You know, is he healthy? Is he back from his setback that he had for just, you know, for a few days there? And he is, and so. Listen, we're going to let him go compete. You know, that's really the plan here. Let's let him go, and he's gotten better all through camp. He really has. I mean, he's had significant improvement. Now, this will be his first game, and I don't think anybody expects it to be perfect. But I do know this: he's going to go out there and compete, and he's going to learn, and he's going to represent himself just fine. And it may not be perfect, but he'll be there for us. I love the way he's wired. I love the way he competes, and I love the way he's gotten better every day.
We're talking to Lions head coach Dan Campbell ahead of the kickoff of the NFL season. DJ Reader, can you give us an update on where he's at and your expectations for him?
Yeah, Reader got, you know, this was his first big, really big week of practice, you know. Padded up, going against our guys, and we've had him working on both sides, you know, our defensive side, but also scout team too. So he gets to go against Frank and those guys inside, and that's really hey, let's take it day to day here and see where he's at. So, you know, he had a good day yesterday, and then obviously the guys were off today, and then we'll push it again tomorrow and just see where he's at. But he's doing well. He really is.
Do you expect him then to play on Sunday?
Honestly, it's day to day. I mean, I'll know a lot more after tomorrow, really.
You mentioned, you know, when you face a team at the beginning of the season, you rely on what you guys have mastered through training camp, what you feel confident in. What are some of those things that you feel extremely confident going into week one that will be effective for you?
Well, I don't really want to give away everything that we.
Well, sure.
You know,
come on, John.
But I look. I know this. We, you know, we're always going to want to be able to run the football, and I think that there's a few different style runs that fit us pretty damn well, and that we want to make them go. You know, until it's proven that they won't go, which I just don't believe is going to happen. But we know we need to establish the run. And I think we'll be able to do that. We do like multiple runs, though. We like multiple different styles, different schemes, and I think it's one of the things that makes us pretty good in what we do. Now, you got to have smart guys. You got to have versatile guys to do it up front, which we do. This quarterback allows you to do a lot of things in the pass game that you can't do with everybody. So Goff, man, I just think his rhythm, his timing, his accuracy – and then the fact that, man, he's just got such a grasp of the playbook and what the defense is trying to do to him that, you know, we're able to open things up much better. So I think the ability to get into some of the best plays available per look, and that's coming from your quarterback help, is going to help. You know, and then just there again, I know I'm kind of dancing around a little bit. I just don't want to start talking in specifics as to
sure.
Well, what we feel like we do best. But and then you can imagine the guys we want to get the ball to. I mean, I don't think it's a secret. We want to get St. Brown the ball. You know, we'd like to get Laporta the ball. We want to get JMO the ball. We want to get Gibbs and Demo. So, you know, we got a lot of mouths to feed that can help us win. But we're going to do that.
Well, and when you guys have had the success that you've had, it's rare that you're able to retain both coordinators and your staff in general, or even add to it with great coaches like your defensive line coach. How much of an advantage is it? Because, and you've seen the development of this offense from year to year, are you able to go deeper into the playbook and be more creative and do more things simply because you have a relationship between Goff and Ben Johnson, and they understand each other. He knows more about this offense than anybody. How much deeper are you able to go and be on both sides of the ball simply because you've been able to retain both coordinators?
I think it's huge, John. I think it's very important. And yes, I think we're able to go much farther. And I think the same way you could say that about being able to retain Ben and having Goff here going on year four is the same as AG and Alex, for example. You know, I mean, Alex Anzalone's he's our quarterback on defense. But the fact that we've been able to retain AG, and man, we're into year four of this thing, and but just the evolution of it and how much more open we're able to do it, and then the personnel that's involved in it. And then Alex understanding exactly why we're calling what we're calling, what AG wants, why we're doing it. I think it's big, man, because you feel like, I mean, we had days out there now in training camp where you love it because it reminds me so much of, it reminds me there was, I remember in 09, man, I got there to New Orleans as a player. It was my last year. And, man, we're in spring, for goodness sakes. I'm not even talking about training camp. And to watch Drew Brees and Jonathan Vilma go back and forth at the line of scrimmage trying to outsmart each other and everybody being in tune with what each one of them wanted and execute, man, it's a thing of beauty. And I felt that this camp. Man, you watch Goff get up there, man, and he's making the call, he's turning to protect. All of a sudden, Alex flips the pressure, and now Goff sees it coming. Do I have time to make the adjustment? And it's a thing of beauty. And that's like next level. And that's kind of where we've gotten to, where we've grown. And so to be able to have your coordinators, have guys that understand it, yeah, we can go further, man. And I think that's the point. It helps you as long as you're constantly trying to improve, though. I think that's where, you know, the sometimes what you can run into, it doesn't happen very much anymore, is when you have coordinators that have been together for a long time or a whole coaching staff, that's great. There's continuity. But if you just get stuck in the mud and do the same things every year, you get stale. And, man, our coordinators, they don't do that. I mean, they're constantly looking for new ideas, new concepts, new ways to push the boundaries of what we can do. And that to me is a sign of a damn good coaches. And that's what both our coordinators do. And Fit does that too on special teams.
Dan, if John asks you game plan questions, just hold a menu up when you speak to us. And then maybe yeah, they won't see it coming.
Oh, you were just waiting for that one, huh?
I was. But I liked hearing you be fired up about your team. I'm like, I'll let him go through all this because I can hear the passion. What has the reaction been to the Applebee spot? Because everybody says you did a great job acting in it.
Well,
how many takes did it take?
The practice field yesterday, and I, you know, come in, my phone's on my desk, and you know, turn it over, and I'm like, oh my god, you know, I'm just blown up, and you know, so the first thing you're thinking is, I hope there's not a death in the family, and then you realize it's, hey, I'll have the 50 cent wings from a cousin of mine, or you know, and just it's endless, right? It's like, oh hey, nice one, man. You know, give me one of those wings, you know. So you're just getting picked at. I'm like, oh god, they dropped the commercial. So anyway, it's all good, you know. That was my wife and my daughter, man. They talked me into it, and I said, all right, we'll do it. So it's out, it's done, and here we go.
Dan, last one from me. We get people who call in and wonder, this aggressive mindset, does it change at all with a new kicker and maybe an improved defense? Do you see any philosophical changes with some of the fourth down decisions you've made before?
Yeah, I think that's – listen, I'm going to be me at my core. It'll be hard to change that. However, I'll say it again, man, every game brings its own you know, its own ebbs and flows, and you get a feel of what the offense is doing, the defense, the quarterback over there, how our quarterback's playing, the kicker himself through the flow of a game, and I think you take it there. But as far as, is this going to make me have some crazy shift? I don't feel that way. I really don't. But there again, we'll each game is different, and we'll take it as it comes.
We are looking forward to this season, as I know you guys are, Dan. Good luck this season. Appreciate your time this morning.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan.
Lions head coach Dan Campbell. It's 97.1.
Hey, looking for ways to level up your fitness? Well, you can join the YMCA with no contract and no joiner fees and for just $3 a day. I'm loving the YMCA and everything they have to offer, including access to indoor pools, Les Mills group fitness, hundreds of machines, discounts on personal training, which I'm taking full advantage of now, all with free child watch while you work out. And now you can try the Y for free. Visit any of the 7 Metro Detroit locations and get a free guest pass. Learn more at ymcadetroit.org and find your Y today.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I like that we got a little fired up Dan Campbell this morning.
Oh, yeah. It's not hard to get him fired up. I mean, it's the start of the season. You had to know that he was going to be full-on Dan Campbell. MCDC, let's go!
But if you hear the start of the interview, and then as he starts talking about his coordinators and his staff and the next, going deeper into what they're capable of, is that not what we've all talked about, is taking the next step? And to hear him just kind of gush about it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's for him to be able to talk about his staff and the fact that they've been able to retain the staff. I think that is that's something that we haven't talked about, I think, enough. And being able to go further into and be more creative and do the things that you do well. I mean, no secret, they want to run the ball, right? I mean, you got the best offensive line in the NFL. You've got two really good backs. You can use them as weapons, but how are you going to make it look different by doing the same thing? And that's where I'm really curious as to what this offense will appear to be pre-snap.
Ben Johnson is a master of this. We've seen it now where they show something in week two, and that same look, formation, motion even, instead of being a run, it's a play-action pass. Or it's something where they're rolling out the opposite way, and the linebackers are flowing left, and up, you needed to be going to the right because that's where the play goes. And now the idea that Ben Johnson can build on it, an offense that was already top five, got better off up front on the offensive line. I think Zeitler is an upgrade over Jonah Jackson. Yes. Feel like Gibbs in his second year, Laporta in his second year, a JMO the next gear. Like this
coming
offense,
out party.
It could be extremely exciting offensively. And then the DJ Reader thing, we're going to find out next couple days where he's at. But it's a good note that he's not injured anymore, that they have been getting him up to speed.
Yeah. Whether it's this week or next week, you feel like what he says day to day, like it's imminent that he's going to be on the field.
Yes. And no, I asked because we got even phone calls on it today. No crazy philosophical changes, even if the defense is better, even if the kicker's stable. I liked that answer. I know we had our moment, say it in a reckless Cowboys game. For the most part, I liked what he did. I defended the NFC title game. I don't want a crazy philosophical change from Dan Campbell.
I love the relationship you're building with him. The whole say it thing. And then when you ask him the question about the commercial,
the
and
menu.
He just says, you were waiting for that, weren't you? You were just waiting for that.
Well, people have pointed out, he's very excited to answer your questions. You guys, of course, have a relationship.
Yeah.
I'm starting to build whatever this turns into, but I love having him on. I really do. And I
can't
think
wait for you to ask him if he's doing a good job.
Oh, no.
I want that response.
Oh, no. I do have to circle back with AJ at the end of the year because he has done a really good job steadying the ship, making the most happen with the rotation.
Bump his tires.
But, John, it's as easy as when you win, and he knows this. Coach ends up wearing the record.
Yeah.
And obviously the same as when you lose too. But winning and losing, you're going to wear it as the manager.
Yeah. Yeah.
And baseball, you make so many decisions. I know Dan Campbell gets criticized for a couple decisions. Baseball managers, I mean, you're making
Multiple decisions on a daily basis, over 162.
Especially with the way AJ manages where you use the entire bullpen. Anyway, let's get to Heather with the news. Heather, tell us what's going on.
Well, kids are back in school, right? And there's one Metro Detroit school district who has decided to make the call to ban cell phones in their classrooms.
Good for them.
I totally agree. Northville Public Schools first noticed that elementary students were distracted by their smartwatches.
Right.
And then in middle school, students were distracted by social media. And teachers were just having a really hard time keeping them focused in the classroom. So that's why Northville Public Schools made changes for this year. There's a new policy that requires K through 8 students to turn off their cell phones and their smartwatches and store them in their cubby locker. Yep. So this will impact 4,000 students who attend elementary and middle school. It does not currently apply to high school students. But maybe in the future we could see that. I think they use their phones more for other things. Perhaps.
Well, they do. The girls' high school has gone to no cell phones throughout the course of the day. Where Jack and Ellie went in middle school, they've been that way for some time. If you can bring it to school, that's fine.
Sure.
Because Jack rides his bike to school. I want to know that he gets there.
Of course.
But as soon as you're there, phone's in the locker, and it's not taken out until the end of the day.
Yep. I don't know about you guys. Even as an adult, it's easy to just get sucked into staring at your phone. Yeah. I can't imagine a developing brain for a kid.
It's so awful.
The only pushback I've seen on stuff like this is, in the worst case scenario, you want them to have their phone so they can contact
home. They did say they have things in case of an emergency. Okay. It says, in the event of an emergency, school officials say there is always ways for parents to contact their children, vice versa, and that the district's security protocols will keep students safe. So, everything's under control, and I get that, but I think this is the way to go, for sure. A beloved deli in Dearborn has closed its doors after nearly 50 years in business. According to a Facebook post, last Friday was the final day of business for Noah's Deli, and according to the post, the decision was hard to make, bittersweet for the owner who is now retiring and moving on to a new adventure.
Well, you're excited for them, but it's, I mean, that's a lot of love that goes into operating a successful business, especially like a deli where it's a hands-on deal day in, day out.
You get to know people. They go in, get their same stuff every week.
Yeah. The post did note that business suffered a little bit after the COVID pandemic, and that also it went through a really rough period where basically the whole store was flooded, right? And the owner had to start from scratch again, did have insurance, so was able to get everything back up and running. But sad to see something like that go for sure. A former DMC and Detroit Receiving Hospital employee is speaking out, saying that she was fired after reporting the sexual assaults of two psychiatric patients at the hospital. And now she is suing, alleging that DMC is covering up this unsafe environment for these patients who were under their care. The suit claims that a psychiatric inpatient was assaulted by another patient due to inadequate staffing and poor supervision. Now, DMC has responded, basically calling the lawsuit baseless and saying it's an inappropriate attempt by a disgruntled fire employee to personally benefit from an unfortunate situation. Yikes.
Not good.
Nope, not good at all.
You're waiting for like a profound response.
I know. No, it's, I mean, it is what it is. It's it's not great news. Great news, though, if you want to get some new shoes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Nike just unveiled a line of the NFL team running shoes on Tuesday, and the Lions look pretty sweet. They're the Honolulu Blue.
Do they make you faster?
Of course they do. Because if you feel good, you run good.
Feel good, look good, play good. There we go.
Exactly. So, yes, you're going to run even faster. They're the Pegasus 41 Road running shoes, $150 online.
Such a great shoe by itself.
Oh, yeah?
I've never worn it.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, I love them.
But it looks nice. Yeah, I'd wear
them. They look really cool. Yeah. All right, Heather with the news. Coming up next, the power surge, John Jansen's week one NFL power rankings. Before the hour ends, the story of how one NFL player helped me learn Mike Valeni's not my friend. It's 97.1. The story of how one NFL player may have ruined my friendship with Mike Valeni. But first, we check in on our poll question today. Greg?
Yes, we asked the question, is Brazil considered, quote, overseas? Because the Packers and Eagles are beginning their season in Brazil, Sao Paulo. And John had made the comment that it is overseas, and that perked the interest of Tom Milliken, so we put it up for a poll question. Yes, it's another continent. Is leading with 63% of the vote. No, I could drive there. Has 37% of the vote. But guys, we know it's an election year. No, I could drive there is actually winning the Electoral College.
And still an hour to go. So remember to vote. The absurdity.
If you're in line at Twitter right now, they can't turn you down. You are allowed to vote. Yes,
if you're logged in, staring, you're good to go. You can still vote.
Yeah.
We did look this up. If you wanted to drive there, there is a gap of like rainforest between Panama and Colombia that is like not advisable.
Right.
You can't actually drive on the road there. Mm-hmm. It's like a rainforest where there's
go through a stroll through the woods. Though,
some,
right.
Some nefarious activities that go on there. Not the safest place. But technically, it is connected landmass. You don't have to. You could walk it if you really wanted to, or bike it, or hike it, whatever.
So I never heard of the Darien Gap until
that's what it is.
Today.
Yeah,
and that's what it's called. Yeah. That's the so basically, you would need like a. I think maybe you would be able to drive there in a four wheeler. You need an off road vehicle,
so then it's not
or
overseas.
Dirt bike,
dirt bike.
So then it's not overseas.
It's the absurdity. I didn't mean it that way, actually. Too when you said it was just that.
The concept.
I've just never thought of Brazil overseas. It's just not, but it is, I guess. But it just sounded weird to me. I consider overseas Japan, Europe, Asia, you know, Italy.
Africa.
Yeah.
Italy is.
It's a long ways away.
It is. Friday night is not a long ways away. The NFL plays a game in Brazil.
So John said earlier, Costoni's in tomorrow for Jim. Taking off the first day of NFL season.
Yeah.
Just like the tournament.
Mm-hmm. Gotta get ready for the NFL season. Yep.
So we're going to ask Stoney.
So stay up late.
We're going to ask Stoney about driving to Brazil.
Well, how many different cities would he spend going in circles around? It would be an unbelievable. That should be the next reality show. Stoney, road trip with Stoney. To Brazil.
So it's like Anthony Bourdain, like parts unknown, but it's Stoney.
Yeah. How does Stoney survive the Darien Gap?
Next time, the Darien Gap.
I sometimes question how he survived this much of life. So
yes. And all you see is him walking into the woods like Field of Dreams and he just disappears.
But he get along with the drug dealers.
Right.
White powdery. Anyway, Stoney will be in tomorrow. I'm going to the Green Day concert tonight. And yes, John, I'll sleep in. And then I'll be back for Friday picks to end the week, to preview Lions, Rams, Michigan, and Texas, all the football fun. Friday night is also that Brazil game. That Brazil game features Saquon Barkley, which is what brings me to Mike Valeni. I am in a fantasy football league with TJ Lang, Mike Valeni, a bunch of other dudes. It's a 14-team league.
A lot of high rollers.
Oh.
Wow. You are with the company you keep.
I guess. I'm in a league with a sports owner.
Yeah.
High roller. Anyway, without getting into too many of the league details, because I know no one cares about other people's fantasy teams, it's about what happened at the auction.
Okay.
I want a big-time running back. I have Ja'Marr Chase. I have Garrett Wilson. I wanted to pair him up with a big-time running back. And in this league, other guys were already under contract. It's a complicated league. There was no way to get Christian McCaffrey or Bijan Robinson, Breece Hall, Jahmyr Gibbs. Saquon Barkley was the clear-cut top running back, and it was a scarcity situation. Valeni is a Giants fan. He does not want Saquon Barkley, but he knew I did. And he bid him tit for tat all the way up to the threshold I was willing to pay, then a dollar more. And for a moment, I considered being petty and sticking him with Saquon Barkley, knowing he doesn't want him, making him foot the bill.
Why didn't you?
Because I wanted Saquon Barkley and I'm a stubborn person, so I matched the deal, but he did that, and that is not what a friend would do, and I question our entire friendship.
Oh, it's not what a friend would do. This is competition, right?
I know. John, I know. I paid $72 of a $200 salary cap on Saquon Barkley, so needless to say...
How much are you spending on Chase?
He needs to have a big year. Chase is 60-something.
Wow!
Now, Garrett Wilson's only $8, so there's some averaging.
And what you do know is that Garrett Wilson will be on the field Monday night. Ja'Marr Chase might not be on the field on Sunday.
The price of Wilson's going to be going up. He's on a rookie deal, which starts getting in the weeds of this thing. But that's why there's the discrepancy. It doesn't really make sense, but that's why.
I'm taking swings. It could blow up in my face. If Barkley gets hurt, which he has happened before. If Chase doesn't show up for the entire season or a large stretch, he'll come back to bite me. But I'm
he sat out a season before, didn't he?
I know. In college, we went over this. To me, it's a high ceiling thing. Chase, if he plays, is an elite receiver. Barkley, behind the best O-line he's had in his career on an elite team, has a chance to be a number one elite bell cow running back. I'm playing the ceiling game. I just hate that my friend, I thought my friend, twisted the knife repeatedly, knowing I wasn't going to back down on this guy.
That's what friends do.
That's what friends do.
So I think the right decision for your team would have been to let Mike have him. But it would have
it would have been great content, because he would have complained and it would have been great.
Yeah, but now he's going to come on it too and start celebrating.
I made this idiot pay how much? His team was broke. You want to go down his roster? Look at these receivers.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Are Rico, Kenny, and David in that league?
No, I don't. No, they're not.
Well, they couldn't be, because they can't draft the same players.
You know the name of the league. It's the Valenti League with Costa.
Come on, John. Throw the flag. To wrap up the story, to make matters maybe worse.
I'm surprised he let you in, since you're a CMU grad with the whole Stallions thing.
No, he's probably not. He probably doesn't have a title. It's probably the Valenti League with Lang.
With Lang.
Yeah. And others.
Thomas Lang.
And
Thomas John Lang.
With Thomas.
ETN went for $45, which is the only other big name running back, and I overplayed my hand.
Wow.
So we are all in on Barkley.
Okay.
And away we go.
Yeah.
All kidding aside, you did what you wanted. You got who you wanted. And that's the thing you do when you play fantasy football. Draft who you take who you want and go with your beliefs. At least you're not second guessing yourself down the road.
Yeah. We have a loaded 9 o'clock hour. We have Sharon Moore at 9:02. We have Dan Campbell at 9:35. It's all coming up. It's 97.1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.